You know what a cotton sack is?
I've seen it, the big thing. Yeah, big long things.
And sometimes 6 foot for the children and 8 foot for the, a lot of times, and I've seen people with 9 foot, 10 foot sacks. And they pull those, fill those old cotton sacks just as full as they can drag the weight. Mm-hmm. And go away and empty it. Go back and do it over again.
That's another thing. It doesn't sound like just a whole lot of fun.
It is not.
Look at that dog. Mm-hmm. Crazy thing. Somebody's going to come up and sit on her head someday. Let's see. What would you call the area where you might grow one of strawberries or something like that? What would you call that area? Strawberries grow in a...
They grow in a bed, but we never grew strawberries.
Uh-huh. Did you ever grow any kind of berries?
Dewberries or something like that.
What kind of fences did you have on the farm?
Barbed wire.
Anything else?
Well, I think we had a picket fence around our yard. But, oh yeah, hog wire. We had hog wire fence. Keep the hogs in. And that's all the fences we had.
When you make a barbed wire fence, how do you do it? Do you know?
Barbed wire?
Uh-huh. How do you make the fence? Like how far apart do you set?
Well, let me see. The post is usually set about 15 foot, I think. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so into how big your animals are, how strong your animals are, how big, what kind of fence you want. I think it's about 15 foot you usually set them apart. It could be a little bit more. And then they usually put four strands of barbed wire. One about 12 or 14 inches from the ground. And then on it about with 4 foot post. That's about the
How
way
do they get that thing to stick to that post anyway?
Oh, they have a staple. And hammer the staple. You know what a staple is?
No. I know what a regular paper staple is, you know.
No. Well, it's something like that. And take a hammer and drive a staple down against the post like so. And that holds it. Yeah, it is a big thing. It's big as a... larger than this wire.
Did you ever have any kind of wood fences besides picket fence?
No, we didn't.
Did you ever see any around here?
Oh, yeah. Rail fence. Lots of rail fences. Used to be a lot of rail fences.
Is that the kind that's been in a zigzag kind of thing? How do they build those anyway? Do you have any idea? I don't see how they get them to... Unless they just nail them together.
No. They were not nailed together. They were notched. Each rail was set in. They cut a notch out of this one, and cut a notch out of this top one, and put them together like this.
Oh, I see. They just laid in there. Like that.
And then they had wood fences, rail fences that were not zigzag. A lot of times. And the way they did those were two posts like so, with one rail here from this side and one from the other side, see? Like basketball.
Oh, I see.
Like.
Sometimes
like that. But they had to have two strong posts between the ends.
Hold it all up. What about stone and rock? They were having made out of that?
There wasn't too many stone fences. I remember one field had a beautiful stone fence, and I wanted that so bad. But we didn't have too many. We didn't have too many stones around out that way. What I mean, enough for stone fences like they do in Ireland and places like that.
Yeah. What do you call that stuff that your best dishes are made out of?